You're listening to the Ideal Business Show with Pat Rigsby. This is the place where fitness entrepreneurs come to learn how to earn more income, have more impact, and enjoy more freedom. Now, here's your host, Pat Rigsby.
Everybody, Pat Rigsby here with another episode of the Ideal Business Show. And today, my very special guest is my good friend, Sam Bakhtiar, who is not only the chief executive officer of the camp, but I mean, he has been one of the most inspirational and transformational figures that I've seen in my time in our industry. I mean, I had the good fortune to meet Sam about a decade ago and just watching what he's done to build the camp up to what it is today and seeing the rate of growth, the impact it's having. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Welcome, Sam.
Thank you, Pat. I really, really appreciate it, man. And again, thank you for all the years of your guidance, your friendship, and a lot of my success, you know, comes from you and you always being there for me, always giving me an unbiased opinion and coaching me throughout the years. So I really, really appreciate it, man. And like I said, I've told you 100 times before, I wouldn't be where I am if it wasn't because.
Wow. So, man, I'm honored just to have gotten to play any part and get to witness the journey. But, you know, I mean, I've got to see this, but I would love for the people listening in to kind of know a little bit of the backstory, and then we'll kind of work up to where you are today. So, you know, how did you get into the industry?
Well, yeah, you know, believe it or not, Pat, you know, when my mom and I moved to the United States when I was 11 years old, I'm a Persian American, you know, they didn't have, when I went to seventh grade, they didn't have a soccer team. That's all I played. So I was kind of in a new country, didn't speak a language, you know, they didn't have my sports. I was kind of depressed, devastated, didn't have any friends. So I started going to the boys club, and you know, long story short, I seen these guys, you know, walk around all swole. And I'm like, well, I want to look like them. So I started working out a little bit. And next thing you know, my body starts changing. And I was hooked. I was hooked on how quickly a human body can change if you give it proper exercise and nutrition. So at the age of 14, I became obsessed and infatuated with body transformation. And so I started my own body, transforming my own body. And, you know, started, you know, studying everything I could, you know, magazine and books about anatomy, physiology, biochemistry. But growing up, Pat, you know, my mom always said, Sam, you need to become a doctor. You need to become a doctor. In a Middle Eastern culture, a Persian culture, is very important for you to have education and what's called a title. So, you know, I wanted to become a doctor, but I didn't know what kind. So I started researching what doctor, you know, works on muscles, bones, nutrition, all the stuff that I like. And I found that chiropractic was the way to go. And then, you know, after I graduated from Penn State in 1996 with my pre-med and nutrition degree, I went to Los Angeles College of Chiropractic in 1999 and got my doctorate in chiropractic. Now, I never practiced chiropractic. It was just to give my diploma to my mom. And then I borrowed $30,000 from mom and started my first business fitness concept in the year 2000 inside of LA Fitness in China. That's how I got into the game.
Okay. So you were in LA Fitness. How did you transition to having your own space?
Yeah, so I was in LA Fitness for about 3 years. You know, but you know, if you remember back then, Pat, you come from that era where LA Fitness didn't have their own personal trainers. They did a subcontract and they charged, you know, they charged me $17,500 a month of rent and just to have the right to personal training. They don't give me no leads, they don't give me anything. I had to hustle on my own. And the problem with that also was when I put an ad magazine ad or if I do any sort of advertising, they still have to come sign up with LA Fitness, even though I was paying $17,000, $500 in rent. So over the years, you know, my clients complain about, you know, they don't want to work out at the big box gym, you know, the equipment was not big, the place was dirty. And like I said, any marketing that I did benefit them as well. So even though it was a big, big leap for me, you know, I finally pulled the trigger when I went to my first space after about 3 years, and it was called Fitness Concepts, and it was about 2,800 square feet. And, you know, that's where, you know, I started building my business, started seeking out coaches, and that's where, you know, I got the nickname Seven Figure Chef, because 1 year, I think it was like 2005, 2006, my company did 1.4 million out of that 2,800 square feet. And that was unheard of. And I was very happy. And, you know, Chris McCombs and all those guys give me the nickname Seven Figure Sam.
So, you know, and that's about when I got to know you, was around 2006, I think. And that's what I knew of you, is having, you know, an immensely profitable location. You know, you were doing big things out there, you know, and then I do recall, you know, having, you know, like you talking about getting into boot camps, and you were just getting ready to start to launch your first boot camp, and actually came down to Long Beach and picked out some equipment at the Perform Better event to launch your first boot camp, what I guess in conjunction with Fitness Concepts.
Yes. Yeah, you know, so 2005, 2006, you know, I was on top of the world. You know, I was making great money. Everything was going good. And then obviously that 2008 economic meltdown happened, right? And because I was not very diversified, I was had one location. We did one-on-one personal training. And, you know, a lot of my clients were realtors or escrow officers, loan officers. Next thing you know, people were paying $1,700 a month. You know, they couldn't afford, you know, it wasn't like even that my business slowed down. It's like somebody put the emergency brake on. And next thing you know, oh my God, it came to a skidding halt. Because I got too comfortable, I didn't research the industry, I didn't look for the trends. You know, I just was like, okay, we're just going to do one-on-one training. And anybody who's out there, man, you always got to stay ahead. I'm not saying you have a shiny object syndrome, jump one thing from another, but you can't put all your eggs in one basket, and you got to see things coming. Because I didn't do that, and I was kind of, you know, left resting on my laurels. We just did one-on-one personal training. I was only concentrating on one kind of client. Next thing you know, my business went from like 1.4 million. And in 2008, 2009, I think we did like 400,000. So like a different, you know, we dropped a revenue of $1 million, you know, in the next few years. And I had to start learning how to diversify, figure out ways to be able to make the, you know, make the training more affordable for the clients, get better service, be able to get the same results. That's where I started looking into the bootcamp model. Even though in the beginning I was totally against it, it was totally out of my comfort zone coming from a bodybuilding background, you know, so I started getting into it. Little bit did I know that it actually produced better results. It produced better camaraderie, and it produced better culture and better scalability than one-on-one training. So that was kind of a blessing in disguise, and that's how the camp was born.
So, you know, that was definitely kind of a turning point for you. So how has the camp evolved since that kind of initial launch or that initial iteration?
Well, you know, we had to sit down and ask ourselves, what business are we really in? You know, and I think for those of you who are listening, you got to really sit down and ask yourself, what business are you really in? Are you in fitness business? What are you doing? Because at the end of the day, if you really study the great company, if you don't know exactly what business you're in, then you have no targets. You really don't know what you're doing. You know, they asked Tony Hsieh, you know, does he like shoes? He said he doesn't like shoes. He's not in the shoe business. He is in the customer service business. And we, the camp, we are in the transformation business. We are in a complete transformation business. We start through transformation, through physical exercise. But through this physical exercise, we transform people's, not only physically, but emotionally, you know, spiritually, you know, and so many other ways we transform people. So we're in the transformation business. We're in the self-improvement business, not just fitness business. And once we understood that part, and then started building a community of like-minded people that will just want to improve, want to better themselves, and they're into self-improvement, that's where our business started really, really, you know.
So, you know, you went from, you know, having a single location to, like, you kind of just went off the grid for a little while. It used to be, you know, I knew you, you know, you and I were collaborating some, and we even held an event together, and you were out there at a lot of the, you know, the direct response marketing type events, internet marketing events. You were going to a lot of stuff. Then all of a sudden you just kind of went off the radar and focused on your own business. And before, you know, before I knew it, I mean, you were up to, I don't know, a half dozen locations, and things were just booming. So can you talk about that kind of focus that you had, and just how you kind of shifted gears from, you know, spending time coaching fitness entrepreneurs and then running your own business to just kind of doubling down on the camp?
Yeah, absolutely, man. That's a great observation. I'm glad you asked that question. You know, so, you know, I was, for a while, I was going to every, you know, business event. I was trying to, you know, mentor and actively seek coaching clients for mentorship and all that kind of stuff. And I was doing the camp, and I was doing a bunch of different things. And I realized that, you know, for me to be able to take my game to the next level, I got to 100% focus on the thing that's going to give me the highest return and the highest and the best use of my time. And that was the camp. And honestly, man, I mean, I think a lot of guys, especially in the fitness industry, they're just out there, you know, looking for the magic pill. They're looking for somebody to give them the magic tools or the magic thing. And they're always looking at the, what's this guy doing? What's that guy doing? They're subscribed to every email list, every 20 different emails, never implementing one. And I knew I had plenty of knowledge from all the stuff that I've learned. It was time to just apply them and focus on the few things that's going to give me the best return. And once I did that, I, you know, I went off the grid, I went off the radar, you know, you didn't see any events. I really started focusing on the business and focused on making money, you know, make money. And when I say making money is just a byproduct of serving more people. So whenever I say make money, you know, a lot of people are like, well, maybe it's all about money. Like, no. The way you make money is in direct correlation to more people. So the more people I help, the more money I make. It's the same thing. So once I started doing that is where my business started growing. And I started exponentially 10xing my income, my business. And now I learned that you focus on one or two things. We all know this, but somehow everybody always gets the shiny object syndrome. You only concentrate on one or two things that are going to give you the highest and the best return on your time investment.
So, you know, you've really grown the camp, and you've done it in a few different ways, right? You've done some corporately owned locations, you've done some licensing, you've done some collaborative stuff, and you've even gotten into franchising. Can you talk about how you've taken this proven model that has just been incredibly successful and then found ways to expand its impact and its reach?
Yeah, you know, the way, believe it or not, I'm blessed because we have created such a following as far as clientele goes. With the camp, you know, as of right now, man, I mean, no joke, we have over 27,000 before and after pictures, videos, and testimonials of people going through our program. So we have some real believers of people who've gone through the program. They swear by the camp. We have changed their lives. We have touched their lives. They will come and tell you. We have people, well, you know, running around with camp tattoos on their legs and on their backs and on their arms. This is no joke, you know, and so when you touch so many people in such a positive way, you're going to have the following. And I'm happy to tell you that as of right now, as of this interview, you know, we have not spent $1 on advertising the camp business opportunity or the camp franchise opportunity. You know, every single, you know, we have about 30 corporate stores and about 45 franchisees. And out of the 45 franchisees, not one of them, you know, like I said, is from outside. These are from people who have gone through our program. They love what we're doing. And then they said, you know, I want to open up my own. I want to help other people. You know, I love my job, Sam, but my job doesn't fulfill me. You know, this job is something that I not only I can, you know, feed my family, but it also gives me a sense of fulfillment. So it helps me serve other people the way you have served me. And that's something that I'm most proud of.
Yeah. What's in store in the future for the camp? I mean, okay, you've got 40 plus locations from franchisees. You've got 30 plus locations corporately owned. Like what's next?
Well, obviously, next is be able to, like I said, my goal, my personal goal is to be able to serve 1 million people. I want to be able to serve 1 million people. I want to touch 1 million people. So if that means I bring the camp brand and, to have, a camp in every metropolitan area in the country, try to collaborate with more trainers, like I said, man, income is directly correlated by how many people you help. If I can help 1 million people get what they want, I know eventually I'll get what I want.
So, another thing that you've done that I felt like was, it wasn't the first time that obviously we watched people do this, but you've done it maybe as well or better than anybody else, is the integration of supplements into your business. So you've taken this other profit center and built it into your business. You've been able to use it to help people expedite their results. And that's just made this business grow even faster and become even more profitable. So, can you mention how you kind of wove that into what you do?
Absolutely. I think you taught me this, Pat. You taught me this. And you taught me that people don't want to think for themselves. They want to come to the program and they want to be spoon-fed. Like I said, I think this is something that you taught me specifically. So when somebody comes in our program, a lot of times, a lot of gurus say is, well, get your EFT up, sign them up monthly, sign them up on a big, long contract. Well, these days, a lot of the consumers are hip to month-to-month agreement or long-term agreement because they don't like to give their credit card to another person to be charged. It's they don't know you like you or trust you first. So in my opinion, a closed-ended contract is much better because you say, hey, look, we're going to have a relationship for X amount of time, and after X amount of time, we can reevaluate. And that X amount of time, you over-deliver on your promise, you over-deliver on your service, then you can, after that, ask them for a credit card for indefinitely. So one thing that you taught me, Pat, is people don't like to think for themselves. So we're already giving them our workout program. And in our workout program with the camp, they got to be there 5 days a week. We let them know in their agreement is, we're not going to promise you results. You got to be here 5 days. We give them our proprietary nutrition program. We tell them exactly what to eat, when to eat, how much to eat, and what quantity to eat. So we give them that. So now the only thing that's missing is the supplementation program and the support, because we give them great support, not only on the inside, but we also give them a lot of support on a great Facebook group and many other ways we give people support. So I'm like, why do we tell people to go somewhere else for supplement where not only we're not benefiting, financially, but also we're sending them somewhere where they're getting junk stuff or they're getting sold something that has, the most profit for that store, or they're getting advice from some 16-year-old who doesn't know anything about, nutrition and supplementation. So, at first we started carrying some national brands that, I kind of liked. But the problem with that was, they would go Google it and find on Amazon or somewhere, for a few dollars cheaper, and that was a big disconnect. Until we came up with our own brand, our own two proprietary formulas, our own proprietary blend, and said, okay, here's our program, here's our nutrition, and here's our supplementation. They all go hand in hand for you to get the perfect results from the program. That's where our business really, really started taking off. That's a huge factor.
So now you guys are essentially a complete solution, right? I mean, you're addressing every need that your clients are going to have, from the workouts to the nutrition, the supplementation, to the consistent accountability. In fact, I remember visiting your location there in the Chino area and just seeing the board on the wall and seeing how everybody was accountable and everybody, what was accounted for. Like, you knew exactly where every one of your clients was in their journey. So, all that stuff was really, really, meticulous and detailed. So, you talked about a lot of this stuff. So What kind of advice would you give to a fitness professional or a fitness entrepreneur who wanted to be more successful in building their business? Because, I mean, obviously you've gotten your system down to a science. You've built something extraordinary. And, I mean, it's not only financially, it's amazing. Impact-wise, it's amazing. But you're leaving a legacy that obviously your two daughters are going to be really proud of.
You know, honestly, I think that, you know, I think one advice that I tell everyone to do is, first of all, like I said, you know, understand what business you're in. Understand that you're not just in the fitness business. You're in a business of empowering. You're in a business of community. You're in a business of providing a second home for them. You know, at the end of the day, if it's fitness only, then you're going to be, you know, a commodity. And a commodity, then all they're going to do is, you know, get in a price war. So it has to be something more than fitness. You're in a business of empowerment, community, second home, building a second home for them. And another advice I would tell them is be unique. You have to be unique to stand out. Please don't look around what everybody else is doing and just try to do everything everybody else. If you do everything everybody else is doing and you're doing it a little bit better, you get an incremental advantage over everyone else. But if you come with something totally out of the box and totally unique and something that kind of vibes with you, you're going to get a geometric growth and a geometric advantage over everyone else. So be unique. And, you know, and for those of you starting out, you know, and I think one of your articles said this, you're not going to be balanced. You're a business owner. You're not going to be imbalanced. Your business is your baby. You got to get up early in the morning, go to bed late at night. And, you know, and balance is a myth. And, you know, Pat talked about it. There's an article, one of the greatest articles I've ever read was your article on that, you know, and not that you can't achieve balance at a certain point in time, but until you get your business to where you want to go, you got to hustle, you got to work hard, you got to put in the late nights, you got to get up early in the morning, and you got to be focused.
Yeah, that, you know, it's funny you mentioned that. The whole balance is a myth thing, I just was kind of going back through some of my archives yesterday and ran across the post you're referring to. So that's good. I mean, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, in short, if you want to have what other, you know, what the average person doesn't have, you got to be willing to do the things that they want. And obviously you've done that. I mean, you've poured, you know, your heart and soul into building this. I mean, you're kind of jet setting around the country, opening up new locations, looking at real estate, going from location to location, doing a lot of the orientations, and now what you've done is incredible, and it seems like, you know, there's no slowing down now. It just seems like it's gaining even more momentum. So any final takeaways before we wrap things up?
You know, for those of you who are in business right now, for those of you who are struggling, believe me, in business, you are going to struggle. You are going to have your up and down. Like I said, I've been there, done that. I was doing really good, you know, 2002 to 2008, I was doing really good. And then, you know, 2008 to 2011, I literally almost lost it all. But as long as you put in the hard work, as long as you are ready to be unique, you have an open mind, and you open to getting mentored and coached. You know, I know some of the times that I was getting mentoring and I was paying all this money to getting mentored, I always wondered if I was getting my return. And a lot of times it wasn't getting the return right away, you know, that I expected. But over the years, I got 100 times the return on every mentoring that I did. So be open to getting mentored, you know, hire coaches. You know, be willing to do whatever it takes. You know, the book that I recommend, you know, is Be Obsessed or Be Average. You know, go ahead and read that. I think that will open your eyes up to a whole new level.
Very cool. So if somebody wants to learn more about you and the camp and, you know, just all the amazing things that you're doing, where can they find you?
You know, just private message me on Facebook. Sam Bakhtiar, that's spelled B-A-K-H-T-I-A-R. I would love to connect to anyone in any way I can serve to help them. You know, I would love that. I appreciate the opportunity, Pat, to be in this podcast. Thank you very much for everything you've done for me over the years.
Well, thank you. Thank you for being such a true friend and an inspiration, and for all the impact that you're having.
Thanks for listening. We've got a special gift for our listeners. We're giving away 52 cut and paste newsletters that you could start using for your fitness business today. To get your special gift, head on over to patrigsby.com/gift.